What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Novaline here. Welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. Today, we're diving deep into something that's impacting all of us. Whether you're glued to your phone or trying to be more mindful about your screen time, the science behind addiction and social media. Ever feel like you're caught in a never-ending scroll? Like those notifications are pulling you in with an invisible force? You know that feeling when you try to put your phone down, but then bam. A new notification pops up and suddenly, 2 hours have vanished into thin air. Yeah, we've all been there. But why does this happen? What's actually going on in our brains when we hit that refresh button one too many times? Buckle up because we're about to unravel the science behind this digital craving. First things first, let's get real. Social media isn't inherently bad. It can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, and sharing. But just like anything else in life, moderation is key. The problem arises when those dopamine hits from likes, comments, and shares become so addictive that they start to hijack our focus, our emotions, even our relationships. You see, our brains are wired to seek out pleasure and reward. When we post something and get positive feedback, a surge of dopamine floods our system that's a feel-good hormone that makes us want more. It's like hitting the jackpot every time you scroll through your feed. But here's the kicker. The more we chase those dopamine hits, the less sensitive our brains become to them. It's like a constant arms race, where we need more and more stimulation just to feel the same level of satisfaction. So how do we break free from this cycle? Well, understanding the science is the first step. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you rewire your brain for focus and reclaim your digital well-being. 1. Awareness is power. The first step towards breaking any addiction is recognizing it exists. Become aware of your own social media habits. When do you find yourself scrolling mindlessly? What triggers those cravings? Once you know your patterns, you can start to make conscious choices about how much time you spend online. 2. The 2-minute rule. This is a game changer. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, can I accomplish this task in 2 minutes or less? If not, put it aside and focus on something else. This simple trick can help you avoid getting sucked into the endless scroll. 3. Mindful moments. When you do find yourself scrolling, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to how you feel. Are you anxious, bored, or simply seeking distraction? Acknowledge those feelings without judgment and try to redirect your attention to something else that brings you joy. Think of it like training your brain muscles. The more you practice mindful awareness, the stronger they become. Or, digital detox days. Schedule regular digital detox days where you completely unplug from social media and all its distractions. Use this time to connect with nature, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy the quiet. Trust me, your mind and your soul will thank you. 5. Curate your feed. Think of your social media feed as a garden. You wouldn't want weeds growing all over it, right? Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, anxious, or insecure. Follow accounts that inspire you, educate you, and bring you joy. Remember, you have the power to curate a digital space that supports your well-being. Let me tell you about a time when I was completely glued to my phone. I remember being at a beautiful park with friends, surrounded by nature, but all I could think about was checking my notifications. I kept sneaking glances at my screen, missing out on the laughter and conversation around me. It wasn't until one friend gently pointed it out that I realized how disconnected I had become. That moment was a wake-up call. I knew I needed to make a change. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you understand the science behind addiction and social media and break free from its grip. Remember, knowledge is power. By understanding how your brain works, you can take control of your digital habits and create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Leave us a review and join the conversation on social media using #unfollowedpodcast. Until next time, keep scrolling mindfully.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.